I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Good day to you, podcasters, fans of Sean Keevan's Creative Cul-de-Sac podcast.
It's a bit strong, Sean, fans.
People interested mildly in the podcast.
That's better.
This is not an episode of Sean Keevan's Creative Cul-de-Sac.
Why?
Well, I'm getting on to that. We've actually experienced a strange emotion of late to do with my work. I've been actually quite proud.
I know.
Of some of the stuff that we have created. And I've really enjoyed doing the last however many episodes, 9. Of Sean Keevan's Creative Cul-de-Sac, which is, as you'd probably know, you might not, an expo of trapped ideas, dead ideas, ideas that have been unrealised in creative people's notebooks, iPads, phones and that. It's been a great pleasure to talk to some fantastically creative people and help them mine some what we've discovered to be really good little lost gems, and also just daft ones and silly ones. And, you know, they will live forever on a server somewhere, and that's great. But there's been a lot going on recently, not just in the world, but in my world. And what we didn't want to do was spread ourselves too thin and make poorer podcasts because we didn't have the time and resources. So, like a great athlete or a great steak, we are going to rest Sean Keevan's Creative Cul-de-Sac for a while. Though I'm pretty certain it will be back in some guise or another. Possibly like a sort of Netflix series or something like that. Fronted by Stephen Fry. I won't have to do anything. They'll just drop £500,000 into my bank account every year. Build it and they will come. So anyway, that's the story there. So this is not an episode of The Cul-de-Sac. What we thought we'd do instead here is use this platform, this space, where you get your podcasts, to sort of cheekily publicise another venture that we're doing. Some of you might know about it, some of you might not. What you're about to hear in a bit is an episode with all the music cut out of our live guerrilla radio show that we do every Friday, 1 till 3pm, on for all our Patreons. Right? I'm pretty certain that producer Ben's going to paste up you know, what they call them, web addresses. Patreon.com/Sean Keevney.
How do you spell that, Gene?
Just look on the link later. Richard Linklater. It's becoming a really great thing. Anybody that did enjoy me on the radio is going to love what we do on the Patreon radio show. It's a little bit freer. It's a little bit cheekier. More ribald. There's definitely occasionally swearing, but I'm not saying that's a selling point. We can do and say what we feel, and the playlists are always excellent and carefully curated by myself. Yes, I went there and used the word curated. I've left the window open, incidentally, the Velux, because I think it adds a certain bit of sound design. Just the tweeting of the birds and the dogs on Mulgrove Road. So that's the idea, right? It's just giving you a little taste of what you could expect were you to sign up to the Patreon. I do post other bits of creative nonsense up there during the week as well. It's not just the radio show that you get, but pretty much everybody who has signed up reckons they get bang for the buck. though I'm not a hard sell kind of a guy. So anyway, just a little intro to tee it all up. But actually, I did think that in the vein of the cul-de-sac, what I've tried to do is look back into the oldest. It's a bit like when astronomers recently trained their telescope on the furthest star yet to be found in the universe, and it was like 12 billion light years away. That's what this next bit is. I've looked all the way back to 2001 into my documents on my laptop, and I've found facts about Sean Keaveney page that I must have put together to give to my first agent in 2002, 20 years ago. So this is what wise budder they were. A lovely lady called Nicole Constantino and a guy called Chris North were tasked with being my managers and getting me work, and my God, they did a good job, really, because was I a rough diamond? But I think at some point in 2002 they said, well, we have to have some kind of biog on the website, http://www.wisebudder.com, something like that. So I'm going to read this out, because this is like one foot in the creative cul-de-sac. What did I write by way of biog in 2002? Number one, Sean Keaveney is a human man, born 14th June 1972. Number two, Sean Keaveney graduated from Leeds University with a degree in media studies, hypertension and a £3,400 overdraft in 1995. After which he spent a couple of years experiencing life, in inverted commas, in a local Citizens Advice Bureau, a Manchester call centre and the Spinning Jenny Pub Lee Town Centre. Number three, Sean Keaveney got a job with the GWR Group as a copywriter in 1997, writing radio commercials for vocal talents such as Martin Clunes, Robert Powell and Orville, brackets and Keith Harris. Number four, Sean Keaveney worked with a number of different presenters whilst with the GWR, collaborating on breakfast and afternoon shows, contributing voices, characters, ideas and features. That's a bit overstretched. Number five, Sean Keaveney's terrified of moths and hates it when birds fly in the window and flap about. Side point here is I'm very sad that if you could leave your windows open and the lights on all night these days and not get a moth in your room, because, of course, we've decimated our populations with climate change. Number six, Sean Keaveney was tempted into the world of radio presentation by promises of celebrity, wealth and enhanced sexual possibilities and joined XFM as their early breakfast presenter in December 2000. Since then, none of the aforementioned promises have been fulfilled. Number seven, Sean Keaveney has shown great promise and has been drafted in to present a variety of daytime shows on XFM, standing in for Dermotor Leary when he doesn't need the money, and for Zane Lowe, presenting his 6 to 8pm show with Lauren Laverne for 6 weeks in January, February 2002. We have talked about this before. Andrew Phillips, who was the boss at the time, listened to our first broadcast together, Lauren and I, and called us into his office and looked at me and said, Sean, didn't go very well, did it? And before I could say anything else, he said, from here on in, I think you should basically let Lauren do most of the talking. There you go. That still hurts. Number eight, Sean Keaveney cuts his own hair. That's partly true. I got very pissed one night in Stepney, and me and my brother went back to the house, and I asked my brother to shave all my hair off, which he did. Number nine, Sean Keaveney is relatively cheap and no trouble at all. Number 10, see, self-deprecating, the seeds are right there, aren't they? Number 10, Sean Keaveney is also an accomplished musician, songwriter, comedy writer and performer, loves kids, hates war, and just wants everybody to get on nicely. End. Don't know whether you find that in any way entertaining or instructive, but I thought I'd give it to you anyway. So, without further ado, drum roll. Don't know if Ben put one in or not. This is the latest episode of Community Garden Radio, which is the name of the radio station that we've set up, that we run on the Patreon, patreon.com/Sean Keaveney. It runs every Friday, 1 till 3pm. Ironically, this one went out last Thursday because it was Easter. So have a listen to it. Remember, the music's not in it, obviously, for rights reasons. And just imagine what it would be like to be a patron and to be joining in with this wild bunch of fantastic community gardeners every week. Salut! I'll see you soon. Enjoy what is about to hit your ears.
make you feel good.
It's Thursday, it's not Friday. That's your reminder that it isn't Good Friday. It's Maundy Thursday. And we are here together in the shadow of the Out of Court Settlement Tavern for a one day early community garden radio experience. Let's enjoy it together, ladies and gentlemen. Your life.
Eamon Andrews. Eamon Andrews. You won't know what the fuck I'm talking about if you're under 40 years old.
I can't do Eamon Andrews, I can only do Terry Wogan. Anyway, here we are.
Is Johnson gone yet?
No, he's not going anywhere, is he? He dragged out by his haystack hair, won't he? But if that's what it takes, then that's what we'll do. We've got a show for you. I smell phenomenal today. I cycled in. I'm a bit sweaty, but I think that I'm just loaded with pheromones. It's a bit like a sort of a Lynx or Impulse advert when I walked into the offices today. It didn't matter what sexual denomination anybody was, they looked my way. I'd like to think out of arousal rather than disgust. Disgust, was it? Disgust it was. Beautiful day out there here in London town, and I hope it is where you are.
But if it's not, we're going to make it sunny in your heart, you know.
What have we got coming up on the show? We're not doing the wedding playlist this week because for some reason earlier in the week I said we were going to do an erection section just because I thought it sounded funny. Because he used to do that, like sexy songs on like The Quiet Storm, Beacon FM. So we're doing an erection section selection today, which is like some songs about buildings. So that they'll be littered through the day. Another, you know, just the songs that feel like playing, as per. But what, as far as in between the songs are concerned, we've got middle-aged shout-outs. We've got small claims courts. We've got birthdays. We've got open arms. Requests. We've got dad gags. Alan's ideas. Relatively new strand. Gary Davis, class warrior, Rishi's not out of touch, and more. And in the last sort of bit of the show, a bit like we used to do on the radio programme, a tiny bit like we did last week, we're just going to get you on, a couple of you on, quick chat, see what you're up to over the weekend, and an order of a drink on the in the open arms, and a song suggestion from you. So we've got a lot to fit in, 2 and a bit hours.
Well, we'll try our best, you know.
Sean'sCreativeCul-de-sac@gmail.com. Brave the Discord, if you will. We've got a big pile of shit to get through anyway. That stuff. But what to play next? Oh, this is difficult. I tell you what, I'll get this out of the way, right, before I forget to do it. This was mentioned on last week's programme. I said, oh, I should play that. So I'm going to play it now, before I forget. This is, as you will know in a moment, this is You're Not Alone by Olive, 1997 super hit. Reminds me of driving up the M6 in my white Rover 216 from Reading's 210 FM, just about every weekend. What else came out in 1997? Third Eye Blind. Do you remember that? That was a super hit single, 1997, I remember off the top of my head. Semi-Charmed Life. And then I thought for a minute, maybe what I could do is a playlist of songs involving foods that I don't like to eat. Olive. And then I thought of Mint, Royale, Don't Falter with Lauren Laverne, but I didn't get any further.
It's great that muck spreading is back again. Yes, it stinks, but it's very good for the sinuses and the immune system.
Yep, think about that.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. So beautiful out there.
Very much looking forward to hearing from Gary Davies, class warrior later. Don't know if you've been listening to Gary's Sounds of the 80s, but I think people can... They think about Gary and they think about a perm, a bomber jacket, a sort of self-mythologising
egotist, but they couldn't be more wrong. I'm going to replay you a link that he did on his Sounds of the 80s last week, which certainly raised a few eyebrows at the BBC. I didn't know he had it in him, but he certainly does. But you've got so much to get through here. I'm good. That last song I play for Cat Barter, who says, decades of Northern Ireland's bloody rubbish Easter licensing laws.
A burden, it really is. I've got to be honest.
Whoa, it's bloody rubbish! It's rubbish!
I've left us bloody miserable every year on Good Friday because the pubs are shut, which is another link I can't bother to find. Earlier than usual. What the flaming hell's good about a Friday like that? Can I get a Nick Cage high kick and a Tom Jones yen, a Roger Daltrey yen, a Don't Make You Feel Good, or any other celebratory cartwheel clip you can chuck at the glorious news about the new licensing reforms allowing for normal weekend opening hours over Easter this year in Northern Ireland? Now we can have a feckin' brilliant Friday. So that's good. You can have this one. What about this?
Excuse me, sir. Sorry to bother you. Can we just ask you how happy you're feeling right now?
I'm bloody miserable, actually. Pubs are shut. What do you expect?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Good news, that guy, isn't it? Libelance. We'll officially open the open arms in a bit. Chris from Sensible Leeds, though, sends this. I've got a suggestion for a new featurette. A group... Now, listen, by the way... we received an influx of new listeners before the week before last, right? And I've just always got to remember to remind people, that was a laboured sentence, that this isn't normal radio. And that means that because we aren't held by the strictures of, for instance, the BBC or Ofcom or anybody like that, there will occasionally be fucking swear words. So just to let you know that, and there's going to be quite an onslaught of them here just in case there are kids listening. I mean, you can protect them forever, though, can you? Chris says, I've got a suggestion for a new feature, a group fuck off. At some point during the show, we all stand outside on our front doorsteps and shout, fuck off, led by you, Sean. Each week, we will dedicate it to a person of the listener's choosing for the inaugural fuck off. Please could I put forward our friends Mrs. Johnson, Sunak and Fabricant. And Rees-Mogg, in for a penny. I believe that now we have upwards of 3,000 Monties, our collective volume output will be sufficient for us to be heard in Westminster and beyond. I'm sure the suggestions for future recipients will come flooding in, but if not, I've got enough other suggestions to tide us over for a good few weeks. P.S. Can I have a pint of ouzo from the staff room open arms, please? That's otherwise known as a Sue Gray special, Chris. So, okay, I'll tell you what, should we do 3-2-1 and then all do it and then see if we can get on a seismometer or something? 3-2-1 Fuck off! So that's good. Thanks, Chris. Great idea. It's a fabulous idea. It really is. And we're opening the open arms, of course. It's a lovely time. It's a lovely time. Just reminded myself of John and Jerrica's podcast when I said that. If you've not listened to it, you simply must. I don't know whose phone that is. Probably mine. I don't know how to turn the notifications off. This is from Tufty. As I'll be lurking in the open arms this week live, can I have a bandolier of Aftershock, a throwback to my uni clubbing days, and a bonnet with some crispy eggs on it as it's Easter? Very much like to know. I think she described what a bandolier of Aftershock was, but I've not copied and pasted it. And Helen says, we'll be in the Cambrian Inn wishing I wasn't working, listening and hoping to get a pint in the better pub. We'll be getting things set up for the beer festival, which starts at 4 p.m. today. Can I make it? And I'm asking you, as a good Catholic boy, as I'm sure you can comment with authority. I think what I've done is I've copy and pasted a lot of these messages wrong. So they don't make any sense. It's almost like what Bowie used to do with his cut and paste lyrical technique, but with emails. Maybe this has got something to do with the last one. Mark in Nantwich says, I've been successfully abstemious for Lent and I've given up alcohol.
Oh, well, listen to this. La-di-da, making us all look like a bunch of bloody lashes. Mark from Nantwich, isn't he?
Please, drink responsibly.
Not a bloody drop for 40 nights and 40 days. Jesus would be proud. In contrast to this time last year when I spoke to you in the open arms and caved in that very evening, Sean. I'm not saying that it was your fault, but I'm not saying it wasn't. Anyway, it is Maundy Thursday. When can I tuck into my favourite Belgian beer, St. Bernardus ABV 12, which is sat in its box? Mark, it's a bit early for a 12%, especially if it's like a... If you've got a pint of 12% dark brown ale, that is essentially like drinking a bottle of wine at 20 past one in the afternoon. Having just said that out loud, I don't see a problem with it. As long as you don't have to drive later or operate any heavy machinery or, I don't know, run a country. We'd all vote for Mark, wouldn't we? We'd all vote for Mark. And just run through a few more quickly. Chris W wants two pints of self-restraint so I can finish off this report. Kazal says, I'm currently in Thailand. Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. Bastard. I can't get a draft lager, Sean. I would love a cold pint to wash down the chicken satay skewers. World's smallest violin playing here. Ian with two eyes would love a pint of bitter and a packet of fish and chips. Pop a stout to one side for when the other half Abby arrives from work as well. And Sion says, can I have two pints of San Miguel? Vidre San Miguel. Istre San Miguel. For my current girlfriend Lois, please. She won't be a girlfriend long if you keep calling her that. It'll have to be a quick one, I'm afraid, as we're expected at our rural North Wales local. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce it. Yes, so that was for you. Let's have another song. I'm going to play something, even though I've abandoned the wedding playlist this week. Usually, amongst all the other songs, I play something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. This is a new song. It is from the brilliant Warpaint. I think they've got an album out on May the 6th called Radiate Like This. And this song is just about the best thing that they've done. It is called Stevie. Take a look at that. How do you like them apples? Ooh. That's so beautiful, isn't it? It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Oh, Warpaint. I love that. Stevie by Warpaint. As I say, from the album, we think, called Radiate Like This, which is out on May the 6th, unless I've got that completely wrong. Never know. You just never know. Community Garden Radio with you until at least 3 p.m. If you're listening again, have they gone yet? No. We're hearing a bit from Rishi Sunak later. Just a quick dip into Alan's ideas. We're kind of resting Sean Keevan's creative cul-de-sac now, because if anything, there's a bit too much content out there these days for me, from me. We've created I think 9 very good podcasts, and they will live forever on the servers. But part of the idea of the creative cul-de-sac was people would send me their ideas of whatever, you know, trapped ideas on the laptop, and Alan's got. Well, he's like a font of unusable television ideas, and I'm just going to hit you up with a couple of them here. Our Wiedersehen Pet is the name of the latest television idea he's got. Hard-hitting Brexit documentary like Louis Theroux on 6 pints of Belgian lager, on the trade in German families tearfully getting their dogs, cats and other beloved creatures euthanized at a vet's in South Shields. He's not had any takers for that. And at time of going to press for this, neither. The name of the proposed television idea from Alan is Jesus, That Looks Heavy. It's a game show. Contestants win a series of increasingly heavy items depending on how fast they can carry them up a hill while dressed as Jesus. Probably best to make them Catholic. This is quite topical for Easter weekend. They can dress up as their favourite era messiah, humble carpenter, awkward goth teen, fish sandwich artist, baby, statue, loincloth, or just dressed for casual stroll on a local body of water. Thanks to Alan for those. Keep them coming, Alan. That was Alan's ideas. And this is a lovely little small claim. If you've been listening the last few broadcasts, we've been doing a sort of side order, again, bit of blue language, where people have been told to fuck off by various celebrities. This is in similar vein. About 15 years back, I can't see who this is from. A group of us had to travel to Oxford for a work thing. On the way, we stopped off at a service station to use the lav. As I was in there, a gent strode up and began to use the urinal next to me. It was none other than Corrie Stalwart himself, Bill Roach, a.k.a. Ken Barlow. Halsey, Rita, Ty, Sophie, Ken. Oh, it's Steve from Scam. When I came out of the bog, my workmates were waiting for me, so I said, claim to fame, I've just seen Ken Barlow's tackle. Just as unbeknownst to me, he walked out of the toilet behind me, clearly hearing what I'd said. I turned round just in time to see him shake his head and say, fuck's sake. I now only go in the cubicle whenever I use the public convenience. You tool. That's brilliant.
Just seen Ken Barlow's tackle. No wonder Deirdre was upset when she broke up with him. That's all I'm saying.
Utter filth, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye, your filth. Now let's have a couple of middle-aged shout-outs. It's funny, it even happens in this iteration of my radio show that sometimes I get cartwheel blindness.
Yo, middle-aged shout-outs.
I always find my man in the end. Let's have a look here. What have we got here? Tor says, I'm going to a manga drawing club tonight. Not sure if that's a Maso or some kind of crisis or cry for help. Are the manga characters naked? Don't know if it works.
Don't talk about getting your charcoals out.
That's a sort of pun on Fight Club there. Don't work if you have to explain it. I'm going to an egg rolling on Monday. Is that Maso worthy? I'll be stood either at the top or the bottom of the hill as the middle-aged knees won't make me go from one to the other. I wonder if anyone has tried it with a crispy egg.
Hazard for a mole. An Easter egg roll.
And Scott from Devon says, I've just spent £30 on bamboo socks for my 22 and 19-year-old sons. I can't stand the smell when they take the shoes off any longer. I've got that coming, haven't I? My God, in 8 years' time, my sons will be 22 and 19 and they'll stink.
What could be grander for a rather peckish panda?
See what I've done there? Bamboo socks. So are you telling me that bamboo socks are essentially odourless in some way? Do they sort of reduce the fibre of the bamboo to something weavable, or what I'm imagining is just very stiff socks made from bamboo stalks? I imagine they probably wouldn't smell. There'd be a lot of bleeding. Paul Joycey says, I'm going to spend some of Easter weekend reseeding the dog piss burn patches on the lawn. This is not how my life should have panned out. Brackets, dog piss burn patch playing tonight at the Dublin Castle. Oh yeah,
dog piss burn patch. Bandai must catch.
And Jimmy G. Back to socks again. I always wear odd socks. I used to say life's too short to pair them, but look at me spending hours a week on Discord, etc., instead of getting things done. Perhaps I'm just a lazy chuff nut. Anyway, this morning I dipped my hand into drawers and pulled out two identical socks. This must be a sign of what, though? Change of government?
Living the dream. Look at all this mean.
So that's good, isn't it?
We're trying to have a team's meeting, you fool.
Middle-aged shout-outs. Plenty more of that came from ladies and gents. Where am I going to tell you what I'm going to play next? I don't want any argument about it. On Monday, Clive, right, associate producer of this programme, and I went to the Hackney Empire to watch Robert Plant and his band Saving Grace. And it was one of the best gigs I've ever been to. And you
would say that. You love Led Zeppelin.
No. It was just incredible. The musicianship. I will get the names of the personnel to read out, because the two guitar players, they also play many other things. A wonderful female singer and player, plays bass in bits as well, and Robert, and this ridiculously good drummer. But what they made together is one of the most beautiful and emotionally moving nights of music, and fun and hilarious in places as well. It was just sensational. I know you would expect me to give Robert a good write-up, but if you get a chance to go and see Saving Grace, you would not regret it. And this is, weirdly, the first song that they played with. They opened up with this, which is off the Dreamland Robert Plant album from 2002, which, if you haven't heard, you should. I think it was originally a Sleepy John Estes track or an Arthur Crudup track or something.
If I ever get lucky, win my train fare home. But Saving Grace... with Susie Diane on vocals with Robert, but the band together. There you go, it's my taxi again. They're playing 14th of April, Hull City Hall. 15th of April, oh, that's tonight.
Tamora Bathsall Scunthorpe. There's a hidden word in there. Especially for you, Boris. Grand Opera House York on the Saturday, 20th of April. They're playing Real Pavilion. Then they're playing in Liverpool and Middlesbrough, Halifax and Stagport. I don't usually do tour dates, but that was more of a Matt Everett thing, wasn't it? Incidentally, he's away at the moment, but we are going to get Matt on the programme at some point over the next few weeks, live and dangerous. And when we do, whatever requests you've got for him, of course, I will pass his way. But I personally very much want to hear him do his tour dates.
Sweating a lot as well.
That would be great. We might do Sean Keaveney's crossword at some point as well, a little bit later on, something to look forward to. Bits, Bobs and any other business. Got some Sunak is not out of touch with the electorate news coming up. Craig just had to mouth the fuck off as he's in the middle of the office pretending he's working. With the show playing through his work headset, please can I order a work-friendly turbo shandy?
Great. Yeah.
Bulpit is currently wearing bamboo socks. A friend gave them to her for Christmas. I can confirm they're very soft. I wanted to add a panda emoji here, but it seems Patreon is not an emoji sort of a place. Happy Friday, everyone. And it isn't Friday, but it is Friday at the same time. So that's good, isn't it? Emma from Newcastle says, could you give Millsy a happy birthday shout out for today? Oh, I've blundered into birthdays here. I don't want to do that yet, because we've got a load of them to do. Jesus is... No, it's not Jesus' birthday, is it? It's his death day tomorrow. I won't dwell on that. Well, I suppose we could. I mean, let's just go back to the pub. I'm browsing in a middle-aged type way a few gardening websites, says Susie in Cornwall. So we've actually started a flower-growing business, me and my mate. I noticed, much to my delight, that there is a rose available called Open Arms.
This is amazing. I've seen this message.
I was tempted to buy this rose for you as an early 50th present. Stop it. But I'm absolutely brassic. All my sperm money goes on petrol nowadays, feeling that pain. The thought is there, obviously. What could be more fitting for the community garden than an Open Arms rambling rose? Such a great idea. So we're going to look into that. My wife, of course, being very green-fingered. Maybe we'll get... When we eventually open our offices... Don't know where we've been looking around, haven't we? Bracknell seem to have some quite cheap office space. We'll grow a rambling Open Arms rose over the door. That'd be
nice, wouldn't it?
Leah, the Cheshire travel agent, would love a G&T, preferably from one of Aid Cole's KYOBC gyms. Aid and us are preparing a very special gin tincture that will soon be for sale, a community garden gin. Can you believe it? Of course, we gave one away a few weeks ago. I've not sent it yet. Chris in Collier's Wood says, I was supposed to be working from home today, but woke up late and decided to It was supposed to be WFO, working from office, but he's WFH, working from home. Should have worked on Enigma, me. Which means I can attend the Open Arms at a decent hour. Please can I have a CCCC San Miguel and whatever you're having. Yes, indeed. Go on, then. Vidre San Miguel! God, chaos, isn't it? Chaos. Absolute chaos. And what's this? We're going to do some birthdays in a bit, but not yet. Emma from Newcastle says, I have to share with you my most excellent news. This is almost like a what's the best thing that's ever happened to you today missive. I have just won the painted egg competition at work, Sean.
Whoa, wait a minute. I know I should have prepared this, but I didn't, so I just live with it. Here we go. This is for you.
Yeah! And the guess how many sweets in a jar? I went for 149, the answer was 151. Oh, that's incredible. I mean, you're such a great guesser of things, aren't you? No, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do this.
I want things exploding in my mouth.
I've now got a headache with being completely overexcited and eating too much sugar, and I need a lie down. So that's congratulations to Emma for that. And
We've got a little masso here, just quickly. Middle-aged shout-out. Exhausting. I'm going to be trying to be positive, says Amy, and hope that by Thursday's show, numerous members of the government will have resigned. But in the expectation that they haven't, maybe a Logan Roy, fuck off, will have to do. I will order a Sue Gray special in the open arms and one for yourself. I do also have another masso, as I finally went for my first eye test since I was at junior school. I'm now 42. Talk about queen of procrastination. Turns out I now need my first pair of glasses. Usually 45, so you're ahead of the curve. It's been an expensive week. I'm currently doing an estimation of how long it will take me to break, stroke, lose them. I give it 6 weeks. Lovely pair of glasses. Cabinet should be out on their asses. Didn't really work, did it? It didn't really work. So that's all that, you know, and it's all great. It's all absolutely great. But I'm just playing backstabbers for some reason here. Off the back of Amy mentioning the clearing out of the cabinet, I just thought I would read you this story. You've probably already read it this week. Embattled Rishi Sunak faced claims he tried to dodge scrutiny over his family's tax affairs as broadcast media were blocked from a high-profile event in the north earlier this week. The under fire Chancellor was accused of hiding from the cameras at Darlington College on Monday. They're great at hiding, aren't they, these Tories? You remember when Boris Johnson hid in a fridge? You couldn't fucking write this shit, could you? Following days of criticism after it emerged, his billionaire wife. I think that's unfair. I don't think she's worth any more than £700 million, actually, if you crunch the numbers. So she's rubbing along. Akshata Murty had been avoiding paying UK taxes a non-dom. It also emerged that while advisers denied access to the BBC and other broadcasters, the Chancellor was accompanied by £60,000 a year taxpayer-funded photographer. I'm laughing at him crying inside, of course. The Tory minister denied that he was out of touch with the British public, however, and insisted he understood that many ordinary families were struggling with the high cost of living. And it is unfair, I think. I think it's really unfair. You've got to be fair in these situations, no matter how aggrieved or angry you are. And I think it's unfair to say that Rishi, because that's what I call him, doesn't understand the cost of living crisis suffered by many millions of British people. That's not fair. He does understand it. What he doesn't do is give a fuck. That's the difference. But also, again, be fair to the lad. He's not out of touch. He's not a man who's out of touch. He was asked at that event, how much do you think bread costs? And he correctly answered that it would probably cost around £400 million to acquire a business like Warburton's Bakery. Well, that is a net figure. And is it, you meant a loaf of bread. No, I haven't got a fucking clue about that. So there you go. Isn't it a lot of fun we're having? And Dan Stevens will be at the head of the queue at Downing Street, and we'll all be behind him, baying for resignations. A song from the erection section here. I can't find the name of the person who suggested this, but it's a great song, and it's a quick one as well. It's Aretha and The House That Jack Built. That is funky as that is, isn't it? And I play that especially for the Keevenets, of course, and anybody in COVID Corner, which there are many, of course, Legion. I entered COVID Corner today, tested positive without a single symptom. First audience, oh no, I read that last week. I fucking printed that out from last week. Oh God, you clown. You really are, you make me sick. There's no need to say that. All of those are from last week, Sean. Absolute clown. Oh, look at this from Martin in St. Albans. What a pleasure it is to hear your dulcet tones once again. Even the swear words have an endearing quality to them. My piss. My brother and I often spend a lot of time in a creative cul-de-sac, and two highlights from this are these food-based creations. A meat version of Angel Delight called Shepherd's Delight. I like that. I'd eat that. The pastiche. Half pastry, half paste. You try saying it. Half pasty, half quiche. The pastiche. Separated by a thick wall of pastry, the pastiche is perfect for the vegetarian and carnivorous couple. A baker friend of ours once actually made one and it was delicious. Martin, you are onto something. That's incredible.
I must. You just keep carrying enjoying this pawn theme while I find my tumbleweed, because we're going to read out a few dad gags. My son came up to me one day and asked, "Dad, can you tell me what an eclipse is?" I said, "No, son." Quite good, isn't it? Dante sends, he sent this last week actually. "Today, in a freak accident, a photographer was killed when a huge lump of cheddar landed on him. To be fair, people who were being photographed did try and warn him."
Cheese! Cheese!
Whoever came up with that is a genius. Scott from Devon, this is off the Discord, this. "Why did the Cyclops have to shut down his school? He only had one pupil." And Dave Ork says, "My landlord texted me to say we needed to meet up and talk about how high my heating bill is. I replied back, 'Sure, my door's always open.'"
You tools!
I love that. I absolutely love that. Keep those coming in forever.
What time are we on here? Fucking
hell. We're going to have to run over 3 o'clock today. I've got too much to get through. You don't have to listen. I'll just carry on. It's just me and Ben. Don't bother me. And it don't bother me. Birthdays. Jane. I've written Duane here, but I think it's Jane. So it seems that Jesus is more important than me. So Friday is my birthday, hence Good Friday. But can I still have a birthday shout out on Thursday? Sweet Jane by Velvet Underground would be nice as well, wouldn't it? And when you speak to the Pope, please tell him I'm miffed as well. It'll be 6 years till I have another Friday opportunity. We could both be dead by then. Doesn't he know how old we are? Emma from Newcastle says, "I have to share you with my most excellent..." Oh, I've already read that. And this, "Sean, can I have a Logan Roy?" Fuck off! "As an early celebration of my birthday on Friday." Now, that's certainly something I couldn't request from you back on the BBC, isn't it? I also just wanted to say I'm loving the show, so thanks so much for all that you do for us gardeners. I'd especially like to thank you for all the times recently that in moments of boredom, I found myself absent-mindedly singing to myself, si, San Miguel! I actually got my youngest daughter to sing that. I've just remembered that. I've got it on my phone. I got Elsa to sing it yesterday. I'm going to try and play that to you later. Incredibly cute. I mean, it's... dereliction of duty as a parent, of course, getting your 2-year-old to sing a lager advert. But WTF? Shall we have one of these quickly?
The Prime Minister tells the truth.
That's a lot of bullshit.
Okay, excellent. What should we play next? It's very difficult to know. Should we play another erection section? No, I think up to 2 o'clock, we're going to play Hyamin, If I Could Change Your Mind, one of my favourite pop songs of all time from the ladies. And then remember, in the next hour, a section of the programme is going to be given over to you. We're just going to shoot the shit. You're going to come on, order something from the bar and play a song for us. Simple as that, just like we used to do in the olden days. But for now, let's enjoy this perfect pop confection from Hyamin.
Welcome to your voicemail service. Here are your messages. Message 1.
Hi, Sean. It's Jules on the Runs. I've got a poem for you. I didn't write it. It's by Ranjit Bolt. It goes like this. A lion was learning to ski on the slopes just outside Chamonix, but he ruined his hopes of mastering the slip when he had his instructor for tea. Hope you well, mate. Take care.
Press 1 to delete, 2 to repeat, 3 to... Message deleted. Message 2.
Rich on pet. How's it going? It's your shard pal Sting here checking in with ye and all them beautiful community garden radio listeners. Well, listen, I've had a kind of busy week this week, like me and Warlass Trudy have been busy developing our own version of that icy Wim Hof technique. But we're going to call ours Gin Hof because basically it involves sitting in the nuddy on a bag of frozen peas for 10 minutes while you're doing a whole pint of gin from the Happy Shopper. Tell you, it works a treat. It refreshes, revitalises and rejuvenates everything down below. tell you what, quite important as well, when you get to our age, you know, things get a little bit loose down there, a little bit leaky, if you know what I mean. Anyway, listen, enough of that nonsense. I've got to quickly tell you about my new TV show that I've made with that Professor Brian Cox. It airs tonight on BBC Four. This week we're going to explore the rings of Saturn, and it's going to be called Sting's Cox Ring. It's going to be absolutely belting, I tell you. Anyway, listen, I'm going to go now because I've got a peach melba with my name written all over it, you know, and it's getting a bit tepid in the sun. So, lots of love to ye. Lots of love to the Community Garden Radio listeners out there. Have an absolutely belting weekend. Lots of love, Ped.
I had a win on the Grand National and the local garage did some work for free on the car. Good to see good fortune befalls the little people on occasion too. I'd best spend it before the heating bill arrives. That person knows who they are. That's the important thing. As we lean on the bar of the open arms, order another drink. Quite soon we're going to have a couple of you in here ordering up a storm and putting a pound in the jukebox. Lisa Majiza wants a very boring but refreshing sparkling water with a slice of lime, please. Dibbling. Bunge wants a Strongbow Shandy just to ease his way in. And Mark says, I'm going to be taking our Cocker Spaniel to a real pub this afternoon for drinks in the garden. I'm not sure this is going to pan out. Can I have a Cuba Libre? So go easy on the lie. Go easy on the lie. Absolutely sensational. My youngest, we shall call her Stuart Braithwaite, loves pubs. And it's really funny. She just loves pubs. She obviously... the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. She loves the hustle, the bustle, especially when you've got a beer garden that she can march you around. We've not tried her on a shandy yet. I let Arthur drink a shandy, but he was only 7 and he made him ill. So that was very, very bad parenting. So I won't be making that mistake again. But this is Stuart Braithwaite singing San Miguel. Why. Hang on, because I turned it down. Hang on, I'll do it again.
Si, si, San Miguel.
Si, si, San Miguel. Do it again.
Si, si, San Miguel.
You got to admit, that's cute. Okay. No, so what was I going to say? I'll tell you what I was going to say. I mentioned this at the top of the programme, but if you were listening to Radio 2, for instance, this morning, you would have heard Gary Davis... presenter of Sounds of the 80s, one of Radio 1's biggest talents of the 80s, sitting in for Zoe Ball on The Breakfast Show. Does a lot of round-the-clock fill-ins, does Gary. And if you're ever driving on a Friday night, well worth putting Sounds of the 80s on, play some cracking tunes, though he did talk over the solo to Tunnel of Love by Dire Straits a couple of months ago, and I did threaten to follow him down the street with a snooker ball and a sock. I didn't do it. That's the important thing. I took my pills and I had a lie down. But as I said at the top of the programme, the thing about Gary is people mistake him, I think. People get him wrong. People think that he is this kind of sort of cheesy, if you will, self-aggrandising sort of presenter, or a presenter who's a bit vacuous, a bit facile. You couldn't be more wrong. Gary Davis is an urban warrior, and he is a class warrior. And I know you're sitting there with a furrowed brow thinking, no, he's not. You've got him completely wrong. You've got him completely wrong. And as is evidenced by this this link that he did about 9 or 5 p.m. last week, I think I heard this when I was in the car, Sounds of the 80s link, which I think belies exactly the kind of person and presenter he actually is. Right, hey, Gary Davis here on Sounds of the 80s, and yes, I am wearing an expensive leather bomber jacket with my name on it. How did you guess? We just played you Mr. Mister and Broken Wings. That was for Steph and Rudiger in Cheam. Taking a break from filling in the farm slurry pit. Having beef and tomato pot noodles, says here. Hope you washed your hands, guys. Okay, Gary with you until 10. I'm going to play you some Paul Young in a sec for David and Rita in Staines. But first, just got to remind you that as well as Johnny Walker's Sounds of the 70s this Sunday, there's something else to look forward to. And that's the March on Parliament I'm organising. Yeah, to protest
against this government's institutional racism, Brexit, general dereliction of duty, inadequacy, rule and law breaking, the proroguing of Parliament in 2019, let's not forget that. Partygate, mishandling of COVID, misappropriation of COVID contract. Gosh, it's quite a long list, isn't it? I could go on. Anyway, basically, I'm saying they're arseholes and they need to go. So if you agree, just follow the fella in the bomber jacket with the word Gary written on it midday outside Downing Street. I'll be playing a very loud greatest hits of the 80s playlist, including tracks like It Doesn't Have to Be This Way, The Blow Monkeys, Walls Come Tumbling Down, The Style Council, Two Tribes by Frankie, Beat It by MJ, you get the idea. Let's hope they get the message by Grandmaster Flash, and in the words of Logan Roy, fuck off. Anyway, here is Paul Young with I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down.
It's me. You're about to hear an advert. Now, if you want to listen to the podcast ad-free and my Friday radio show, all you got to do is sign up to the Patreon if you fancy, not if you don't. But if you do, the link is in the episode notes. Carry on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Matt Biddeford suggested that. He made a lot of great suggestions today for our, technically, to do with our... Is that my phone doing that? Technically to do with our erection section, songs essentially to do with buildings. That's the top and bottom of it. I'm going to pour one for Richard Holmes. He says, could you give a shout out on today's show for my son Alfred, who turns one tomorrow after his birth and during home office lockdown last year. We were regular listeners to your Six Music show. I know we're catching up on the old shows and podcasts on Patreon whilst going out for our daily walks. Thank you for being part of this gardening community. It's been a rubbish year so far after my mother passed away after an extremely short battle with cancer in January and in March. Then my wife Sophie, our daughter Mona and myself and Alfred all came down with COVID. We can't wait to celebrate tomorrow, today. What joy our beautiful son brings into our lives. As a man who also started various small projects over the years, I love your honesty about being anxious whether this epic journey will work out. Every week, we're plugging it in, thinking, is this the week that something blows up? Thank you very much for your kind words, Richard, and I hope you have a great day for Alfred. Excellent name as well. And listen to this, while we're talking about offspring, not the offspring. We could play some of the offspring. Self-esteem. We could play some self-esteem. Shirley in Lancaster says, could you say hi and good luck to my daughter Emily, who is flying off to Sri Lanka tomorrow. She's so lucky. It's such a beautiful country. To volunteer in a turtle sanctuary. It's been months in the planning and we can't believe the time's finally here. She gave up a good job to follow her dream. And on the 1st of June, she will fly to Australia to continue her venture. We were briefly toying with the idea of calling the open arms the turtle's head. It's been a week of teary goodbyes with family and friends, and I have to say I'm struggling to hold it together. But a tequila shot in the open arms should sort me out. I'll tell you what, I'll do better than that. I'll give you a Sue Gray on the house. You'll wake up in September. Please tell Emily I'm immensely proud of what she's doing. Stay safe, Em. We love you so much and we're going to miss you. Your adventure has only just begun. Beautiful. Emily, wow, you're my hero for doing that. Sensational. Any excuse to just get out of the fucking country for a minute would be fantastic for me. I do consider just doing a booze cruise to Calais just to use my passport.
Yeah.
That's a Just Eat bit of spam that's just come in. Should I open it? Hang on.
Yeah.
These arseholes, they've done it as well. Thursday is back. Fuck off. That is not a thing. Just Eat. Jesus wept. I'm sorry to swear, but it really... I got one the other day, Ben. I'm not... Look at this. So that's literally... You heard that come in. That Just Eat piece of spam. Yesterday I got one. Get that choose yay feeling. It was something to do with Vodafone. Get that choose yay feeling. It's not a fucking thing.
You wouldn't have that copywriting in Reading.
No, I wouldn't have. Even in 1997, I wouldn't have settled for choose yay. Fucking hell. I get a choose yay feeling. I've got a Thursday feeling. I've come to your fucking marketing offices with a baseball bat and smash all your laptops to pieces, you moronic bastards. Choose yay. Thursday. Yay. Fuck yay. Sorry, there's a lot of swearing today. I apologise for it. What do people want apart from me to refrain from swearing? Helen wants a strong coffee. The numpty you forgot they had taken a week's leave and worked anyway. Is this you're talking about, Helen? Exhausted old bag. You could be describing me. Can I get a bag of Revels with the coconut, orange and coffee ones taken out? Well, do you think you're an Nigel Tufnell? Annabelle says, I'll be in the pub soon, but in the meantime can have a dark and stormy, which feels appropriate. Sensational. But you know, it's anything but here at the moment. It's really clear as a bell. Absolutely gorgeous. There's not a ripple on the river at all. And Melly says, in anticipation of the Rochdale trial, which Mr. Melly and I will be undertaking tomorrow, a drink in each of 10 pubs with a t-shirt, pint, glass and hopefully some anodyne as a reward. I'll have a pint of vocation bread and butter, please, landlord. Vocation bread and butter, please, landlord. But Damien doesn't want any of that. He simply wants...
Midre San Miguel, Eastre San Miguel, come on the Monday, you're to San Miguel.
San Miguel, do it again.
San Miguel.
Okay, right, what we'll do is we'll have another song, right? We'll have another song, and then I'm going to sort of hand it over to you for a little while, if that's okay. We will get you on into the open arms, order a fictional drink and a song for the jukebox. A few people suggested that we play this. We could have played I Am the Resurrection, of course, as it's that weekend. But Jill and Nicholas suggested, for the erection section, building-related songs, 10-story love songs.
Booster.
I enjoy doing that. 10-story love song. Does that mean this doesn't work now?
That's down.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Big up the Stone Roses.
We're still, listen, here's, I think you know this, but incidentally, it's San Miguel time.
Go!
CC San Miguel. Do it again.
CC San Miguel.
Clive's brought one in for us. But thanks to Aid Cole and his gin distillery, we are hoping to go into a business partnership, and we're hoping to sell a few bottles of this bespoke and fabulous gin that Aid has created, especially for the community garden. And we're calling it Gin and Mixer. And the idea is that if we sell enough bottles of gin, then we can afford a new mixer. That's the idea, isn't it?
That's better than Thursday, eh?
It is better than Thursday. It's like Oliver Hardy when he hears Stan Laurel playing a trump, the cornet, you know, and he goes utterly nuts. It's the same thing for me. Thursday, let me come round to your offices with a king baseball bat, yay. So yeah, so that's looking good. If we sell all those bottles, then we can afford a new mixer. And when we've got the new mixer, it means that I'll be able to play cartwheel clips at the same time as speaking to one of our esteemed guests. And today, at this juncture of the programme, I think we've got Helen on the phone, if I'm not very much mistaken. Helen, are you there?
Hello, Sean.
Listen to that. She sounds like she's in the room.
I'm here, there, everywhere.
Helen. Oh, stop it. You've given me a bloody Beatles earworm now.
To lead a better life, I leave my love to be here.
Great. Helen, the listeners might not know, so tell them a little bit about you. Where are you calling from? What do you do for a living, etc.?
I am calling this week from my pub in Fishguard called the Cambrian Inn. I am also custodian of the King's Arms in Medegisi. I've been in the Open Arms a couple of times before. So, yes, we're all here. The whole family are here this weekend because we've got a beer festival which starts at 4 o'clock today on for the Easter weekend. We got live music. It's all going on, John. I'm very nervous.
Do you actually get nervous? What kind of things could go wrong that you're nervous about?
That no one's going to turn up.
Are you kidding me? A pub in... Remind me, the Cambrian Inn in Fishguard.
Yes.
It's not going to... And also, is it like decent weather down there? Because it is here.
It's all right. It's grey, it's warm, it's perfect beer festival weather, I'd say.
Exactly.
We don't have a massive garden here, so you want everyone inside. And
it's not precipitating. It's not going to rain, I don't think.
No, it doesn't seem... It's not saying it's going to, so I think we're all right.
Well, we might come on to that in a moment, because it's always good to make an offering to the gods on that front, isn't it? So we'll get to that.
Very good. Yeah, well done.
You see what I'm doing. You know what I mean? He's got here for a reason. I think your fear is misplaced, but it's a little bit like if you have a birthday party or something, you think nobody's going to come, don't you? You always have that little fear. It's interesting that even publicans and people who run restaurants and pubs have the same fear.
Yes, it is that. We used to have many beer festivals at a pub that we had in Bristol many moons ago, and I'd always be very scared that no one would turn up, and then people would.
Yeah.
You say street party in Bristol and people would turn up anyway. Yeah. So this is a bit different. I've only had this pub for a year. We celebrated our first birthday last week.
And has it been a good year? Because obviously that, I guess you would have started just at the end of that horrible second lockdown, wouldn't you? Has it been good business this last year?
It's been steady, yeah. I don't know why I would buy another pub during a pandemic when buying the first one was an absolute nightmare as well, but it was a moment of madness, and it's all right. You've got to try these things, haven't you, Sean?
Well, look at us all. We're all in the, we're all riding the crest of the terrifying wave of either whatever it is, like self-employment or sort of workmanlike entrepreneurship, isn't it? It's all very seat of the pants, thrilling stuff, isn't it?
It is. It's terrifying but exciting at the same time. Oh.
Well, listen, if you're anywhere near Fishguard and you fancy popping in from 4 p.m, the Cambrian Inn, the beer, how many beers have you got on?
And ciders.
Beers and ciders.
16, I think. I've got four waiting in the wings to get on.
So. I should be asking you what you want to drink. I mean, but I should be asking you for a drink. But I don't know. What have you got? Like a really nice stout or porter?
Oh my God, I've got Arbor Ales Breakfast Stout on. My favourite brewery. They're really good friends. And I had to get their beers in because they're just breakfast stout, 7.6%.
Oh, lovely. That's bloody lovely, that.
Chocolate and coffee stout.
Oh, milk chocolate and coffee is my absolute favourite. So, so I'll have one of those. And what do you want to drink from me?
Well, as I do have to work tonight, can I just ask for half a Peroni? I know it's a premium lager, but just a half of that with a good palate cleanser.
Yeah, no, completely agree. I think that's nice.
Between tasting wines as well, yeah.
A refreshing amuse-bouche. I'll set that on the bar for you in a frosted glass. Good luck tonight and today.
Thank
I hope nobody's
you.
Sick in a plant pot.
And
you know that we'll get down there eventually, and when we do, the beers are on me, that's for sure.
Excellent.
Thank you very much indeed. And what song do you want?
Blind Melon No Rain, please.
You see what we've done. Okay, that's it. Then that's what we'll do. We've put the pound in the jukebox, and now we're going to play it for you. Helen, have a great weekend. That was for Helen. Cambrian Arms Fishguard from 4 p.m. Beer Festival 16. beers and ciders on. If you're passing, you have to go in, don't you? Matt from Concert has been in contact. Hey, Ben and Sean, the sodding locking trap 2 of the open arms box is broken again and I'm stuck. He's just... Please send John, TR, Dante and Gus to break it down with a picture of Tequila Sunrise and another toilet roll of toilet paper. He's not joking either. He's completely stuck in there. And Gray Malowski is off the case. Afternoon, Squire. Maybe you should speak to the makers of Peroni about doing a San Miguel-style advert. Peroni!
Good idea.
Absolutely bloody marvellous. Is Jimmy there?
He is.
Oh, well, this is just a sensation, isn't it, Jimmy? Look at us. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it feels like we're at a professional radio station.
Almost, yeah.
Not quite, but almost. What would be the fun if we did sound like Radio 2 or 6 Music or Absolute? It wouldn't be much fun.
Exactly.
Jimmy, where are you calling from?
I'm in sunny Penwitham, up near Preston, just on the outskirts. Yeah.
That's very interesting, because Penwitham, as I think you said then, when I was at college, at university, 1991 to 1995... we did a house share. It was one of, I think that 7 or 8 different medicines were discovered in the carpet of the house in Norwood Place that we lived in because it was so unbelievably disgusting. But amongst other people in that house share was a guy called Andy Foster, who hailed from Penwitham, and he lives in China now.
You couldn't make it up.
But we went to Penwitham and had a curry one night in 1994. How thrilling is that? I mean, isn't it amazing? Have you got a favourite Indian restaurant in Penwitham?
Oh, yeah, the Lalba. It only does takeaway, but, oh, it's amazing.
When you go there, have you got a dish that you always have? Are you the kind of crazy bastard that has something different every time?
Well sadly, when I phone up, he knows me by name, so, yeah, I do have a favourite. Chicken tikka patia, please, Gaffer.
Oh, hang on. Is that a chicken tikka patia?
Yeah, or pathia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, place. Okay. That's up my street. Chicken tikka pathia or pathia, delicious. We have a thing at our local called a makli malaku, which is like a hot cod dish. Oh. And it's delicious. So, I mean, would you consider treating yourself this weekend, do you think, or are you going to keep off it?
Well, it's my anniversary this weekend, So we need to do something special, don't we?
That's got chicken tikka patia written all over it, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Going to bed full and bloated. The night of your anniversary is de rigueur, I think. How many years have you and your partner been married, then?
Well, 17 years married and 21 years together tomorrow.
Oh, man. That's amazing. So you're celebrating you first got together, like the first date kind of thing.
Yeah, day apart, keep it easy to remember.
That's amazing. 21 years, bloody hell. So what, the year 2000?
Near enough.
Oh no, 2001, shit, Sean, Jesus Christ. My mathematician days are behind me. Great, so, but do you think you will do something, curry aside, have you got anything planned or would you rather not say on this national radio station?
Oh, I've got a weekend of work ahead.
Okay.
Completely forgot to factor in the long weekend into the workload schedule. So
that's me all over. As anybody who listened to my radio broadcast on the BBC will know, I forgot to book off every single bank holiday from 2008, I think, to 2021. So you're not on your own. Okay, then. So what do you want to drink?
A pint of Imto, I think. Ooh. I'm off the beer. So
that's good. Pint of Vimto, very nice. Oh yeah, we're gonna do that. Do you want ice and a slice in that to sex it up a bit?
Oh, go on then. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, that's good. If you weren't working, would you have a cheeky Vimto?
Yeah, like a purple nasty.
Tell you what, we'll put that on the specials board for next week. The purple nasty. But there's your Vimto. And what song do you want to hear?
Well, I think it's something we all need at the moment, and I'd like to rename it Bring Me Chuffing Sunshine.
Oh, the Morecambe and Wise classic. That's a lovely idea. We're going to do that for you, Jimmy. This is the pound going in the jukebox. Have a great weekend. Love to you and your partner. And have a great weekend. And we'll speak to you soon. Ha! You worried them for a minute, weren't you? Thank you to Jimmy for that. I think Jimmy had some work to finish there, and I just kept him on the phone like a lonely pensioner talking to somebody at a catalogue.
That's right. Could you? I was going to order the trousers in teal, but I wondered if they were pleated or not. Yes, could you check for me, please? Thank you very much.
Oh, a lovely idea to play that, Jimmy. And have a great anniversary weekend. And here we are. Oh, I've got 15 minutes yet. We'll be hearing from we'll be keeping our ear on for Gary Davis's revolutionary links from now on Signs of the 80s and stuff. James says, I was listening to Gary this morning. I immediately thought of Alan Partridge, but I couldn't nail down why. And then he went full Partridge. He was talking about naming babies and then said, what's the best baby's name that you've ever heard? And what's the worst baby's name you've ever heard? No wonder he was in the radio wilderness. Well, no, this is the thing. That's a smokescreen, James. Because that's what he does 90% of the time. And then every so often he just slips in what we heard earlier. Vive la Revolution. He'll be at the front, mate, with a pole to stick something on. Lots of people trying to get in to the front of the queue here to get a drink in the open arms, of course. Xander with an X, though. Very sexy name, Xander, isn't it, with an X?
Wouldn't mind having a go on that.
Hang on, let me try that again. There you go. Says it was great to see your hometown of Lee get a mention in the Guardian's list of towns tourists seldom tread yesterday. Are you taking the piss, or is this a real thing? However, imagine my dismay when I saw that you yourself were overlooked in the list of local heroes. A real travesty. I'm fine with it. Absolutely fine with it. Yesterday's man, yesterday's hero. Pete Shelley's got to be in there. Georgie Fame's got to be in there. I think the actor or playwright Colin Weston, the guy with the tash and the big hair, was born in Lee. But you're right, I mean, it really is about time that was remedied, isn't it? Time it was remedied. I should be on those lists. And we've got a tip-off here. After the post-gig merriment has subsided, I thought I'd message you, Sean. I went to see Dry Cleaning live in Newcastle. It was a decent gig, but the support act were the ones who caught my attention. They're called Audiobooks. The jury's out on the name. They were supporting, and they were tremendous. They've got a new song out called Trying to Take Control. Well worth a listen through their top tracks on a streaming service of your choice. You would think that I'd be reading that because Noah was going to play them, but I've not got the presence of mind to pull it into the playlist, so we're not going to play Audiobooks. You might wonder why I'd read it. It's one of the only leaves of unread missives that I've got left, and that's why I've read it, but also to remind myself to have a listen to Audiobooks this weekend. And I suppose we should have got a couple of massos knocking about. We should probably do a couple.
The middle-aged shouter.
Katie says, I'll be pressure washing my back patio this weekend, and it is not a euphemism.
Getting in the cracks. Pressure to the max.
And hi, Sean, can I get a masso? As I type this, I'm in yet another hour-long queue at Chessington World of Adventures for a ride that will last 30 seconds. Can I also get 2 pints of Guinness, as it's £7 a pint and I won't pay it?
Fuck off
at those prices. Should be Chessington's World of Misadventures, really, shouldn't it? But I think we fulsomely discussed, the philosophical horror of the theme park last week, when it was the day after I come back from Thorpe Park and most of the rides were closed because of high winds. So to be stuck there with 5 children and no working rides was indeed a trial by fire that I'm still thinking about right now. So that's all good. I think we should probably have a song, and I would like to play, if it's all right with you. Should we play? Should we go funky? Or should we go... No, I'm going to go wistful and emotional, and I'm going to play this. This was suggested by Catherine and Susan, amongst others, for our erection section. This is not right. I've just pressed that wrong. Shut up. Finish that dry before trousers have to be dry before I go on. Just so beautiful. So beautiful. Station approach. I think from Leaders of the Free World from Elbow.
Oh, sure. Is that you've all? Have you? I don't. That I love the way you've all. You two. That's. Can you do the washing up again, please? It's filthy.
There he is. Penultimate. What is it called? Link. That's it. I would have thought, no. Mike says, I remember the old days, Sean, when you would work bank orders because you'd forgotten to book them off. Absolutely. I'm not. It's very Hammer House of Horror, that, wasn't it? Can we get sponsored by WD-40 as well as San Miguel? I didn't forget or not forget to book. I don't really give a shit about bank holidays, to be perfectly honest. Just saying, Ben, we should get sponsored by WD-40, shouldn't we, for that door?
Yeah.
It's a missed opportunity. If anybody eminent at WD-40 is listening, you could send us a 12-pack and... maybe send us a few grand and we could, like... Probably not going to happen, is it? I don't know, just not that bad. Because I've been self-employed for so long, I guess, I don't care about bank holidays. I certainly don't give a shite about the two-day Jubilee anniversary. Good grief. Absolutely not. Loads of people getting in contact with all kinds of requests and a little bit of filth here and there as well. But there are some fantastic dad gags that I've only just found a trove of them on the Discord. The Discord. So he says, what goes 99 thump, an ice cream man getting mugged? Knock, knock, who's there? Grandad, stop the cremation. Bit dark, but I love it. Ali and Cockermouth, why is that book so thick? Well, it's a long story. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
Stop. Stop touching it.
Tara the Robot says, true story. My dad had a joke to tell in his speech at my wedding and ran it past the best man. This isn't a joke. This is actually something that happened. Our best man told him in uncertain terms that he couldn't tell a joke about paedophiles. The punchline is swings and roundabouts. And Marie quite rightly points out, aren't dads brilliant? They most certainly are. And thanks to Chris and Collieswood for this final suggestion for dad gags for the day. What do you call a judge without any thumbs? That's right, just his fingers. Which I think you'll agree is an excellent dad gag.
United Kingdom yum yum.
Dry yet though? It's not dry. It's still the waistband's still a bit wet. That's a shame. So there you go. You've got it. You've got to expect a little bit of turmoil and ridiculousness during one of these broadcasts, especially once I've started to neck the San Miguel, though I have only had about 200 millilitres of it.
Please, drink responsibly.
Any final massos or drinks orders before we pull the shutters down at the Open Arms, please get them into us now. Send them on the Patreon or Sean, seanscreativecul-de-sac@gmail.com. And I've incidentally got some very, very exciting news for you. Very exciting email news, isn't it, Ben? Very, very
exciting. As email news goes.
Isn't it? I mean, I go as far as to say this is thrilling. I wouldn't be surprised if you've got a BBC app, news app, on your phone and you forgot to turn off the notification, that it will ping up in the next 90 seconds and it will go... when you'll open it and it'll say Sean Keeney's changed the email address for his community garden radio, so it's no longer that unwieldy cul-de-sac thing as of next week it is going to be Sean, Sean, at communitygardenradio.co.uk. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. So it's going to be Sean at community... Fuck off, you. Sean at communitygardenradio.co.uk. Innit? Doesn't it? I know. Very exciting email news. Maybe that's a strand for next week. Exciting email news.
Brilliant. I'm going to play this as a penultimate track because why would you not?
Just quickly, I've got a couple of quick middle-aged shouts. Apologies, I've gone way over three and I hope that's not a problem for you. If it is, you just hang up. But we could do these quickly before the last link.
Yo, middle-aged shout-outs.
And actually, Ben very kindly has taken the weight off my shoulders and has written the couplets for me. Off to Blackpool tomorrow. Fully intend on going on every roller coaster at Pleasure Beach, then drinking myself into oblivion until Sunday, but I'm not at an age where I've bought a Barocca, multivitamins and paracetamol to prepare my old frail body for the onslaught. In 1996, it was ease and whiz in preparation for a Blackpool sesh, says Kelly.
Headed to Blackpool Beach. Hope I don't bruise like a peach.
I messed up your lyric a bit there. Hope I don't bruise like a peach.
Yeah. It's my
handwriting. Yeah. Six and one and a half a dozen of the other. James Kelly Lamport, gotta clean the house as it's a shit tip as my mother and father-in-law come in to stay on Saturday and every time they arrive they always bring kitchen roll. It's not like I don't use them.
Gonna have to clean more before we welcome the in-law. It's beautiful.
Excellent couplets there from Ben.
Hill Street Blues.
So there goes another Friday broadcast, this time on a Thursday. Don't get confused. It is Thursday, not Friday. Tomorrow is Friday. And it's Good Friday. I'll be missing the great Friday drink in Nottingham this year, unfortunately. But I hope whatever you do, whatever denomination or religion or non-religion you are, devout or atheist, that you have a phenomenal weekend and radiate love and goodness wherever you go. If you're a community gardener, then you will do that without even thinking about it, of course. For my part, I get the opportunity to finish my CCCC San Miguel before I go and pick up the youngest. I think I get a whole day off tomorrow before the other two come back from their mini holiday. And then I imagine there'll be quite some chaos. Should be doing Easter egg hunts. The problem is in our back garden, there's a lot of cat shit. So, you know, you think, oh, that's a chocolate egg. No, it's not. It's a dangerous bit of cat shit. Maybe we won't do that. If cat shit hunts ever became popular, then I think that our house would be a great place for people to come and congregate. But every 90 seconds, you'll see a neighbourhood cat curling one out in our herbaceous borders.
Wait a minute. Rim shot. Well, you've got to do it. If you're talking about cats, you've got to do it, haven't you?
Cats. Maybe cats operating in gangs. Would the cat know who Noel Edmonds is?
So, exciting domain name change for next week for the email. Can't wait for that. Back to Friday next week. Keep your eye out in case a bit of content pops up on the Patreon. I always hope to put some up there. But keep on chatting on the Discord and the Patreon. And keep on growing that community garden. It's getting bigger and better every week. We thank you so much for being part of it. I'm going to leave you with another erection section song about a building. Somebody suggested this.
They know who they are.
It's Hill Street, Hill Street, Hill Street.
Onions.
Blues.
And we've got, a listener playlist coming up as well, haven't we? We've got a listener mix next.
Yeah, they'll introduce
it. They'll introduce themselves. Just another weight off my shoulders, which is brilliant.
We're looking to phase you out.
It does look very much as though, bit by bit, you know, sort of a death by a thousand cuts. Anyway, I'll leave you with Brick House by the Commodores. I kiss you on both cheeks. Have a very peaceful weekend.
Hi, everyone. This is Gina, normally sat in Salford.
listening while working from home. But today I'm day tripping in sunny Southport, trying to fight off seagulls stealing my chips at the moment. Just thought I'd introduce my mix today. It's all about colours. So normally I'd spend ages agonising over what tracks to choose for a playlist, a bit like High Fidelity. But I wanted to be a bit more spontaneous for this one. So I just basically went through the rainbow in various colours and picked the first song that came into my head. So hope you all enjoy it. Kiss you on both cheeks. Bye.